19. Are we still emergency traffic this morning, Andy?
We are indeed. Southbound I-15 at the 12300 South exit, we've got a crash. It's in the Gore area between the exit ramp and the main flow, but it's caused a slowdown that stretches all the way to 90th. Northbound I-15 is backed up, but that's not really that surprising. We usually see this between Bluffdale and 90th South. Some additional slowdowns for northbounders right at 215 in Murray, and again between 45th and 33rd South. Banketer Highway, some big backups northbound around 5400 South. Kearns, Eric Butler.
If you're westbound on I-80, you're coming out of the mountains right at the entrance of Parley's Canyon. You're going to notice backups right away, and this is significant because you're going to be in it for a long time. The source of it is a westbound accident at State Street, and all of those cars are still over up against the left barrier while emergency vehicles work the scene. So you might want to think about hopping on to the 215 East Belt and heading south, and maybe you're tired of work your way over using one of the city streets. Lynn?
You're right. Southbound I-15 in Davis County is looking better, but still bogging between Sunset and Layton, and slow on to Kaysville. Then again from Woods Cross to past Beck Street. Also Highway 89 from Fruit Heights to SR 193, and Hill Field is slow from up to SR 193. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or a contractor, Tractor Diamond Rental has the right equipment for your next project at 12 Utah locations, including their newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.